Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Ag for the Four States. Ron Hayes with you today here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Between now and 1 o'clock this afternoon, oh, so much to be checking on, including a look at your agricultural markets. We've got the latest on slaughter cattle prices, wholesale box beef trade, and, of course, the auction barns. We'll be checking those latest trends and prices on the calf trade, as well as our yearling prices. We've got the latest on our agricultural futures, livestock, grain, oilseed, energy complex. We'll check all those prices for you. News on 6 helping us out with a look at our weather. In this half hour, as always, we'll be taking a look at our beef industry news. And then Casey Shepard going to be helping us out with a look at the latest agricultural news. And then, as always, we'll be wrapping things up with some reflections as we head toward the top of the hour. Now, let's begin our time together with markets. We do that here in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about your continuing work with FFA.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in its 14th year of working with FFA through its Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. This free, self-guided online course provides farmers, ranchers, and all members of the beef community, including our youth, the tools to become beef advocates and answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In 2024, we were thrilled to have 67 FFA chapters across Oklahoma participate in the program, with 51 chapters completing eligibility, meaning they had at least 8 students complete the program. We award $6,000 in prizes each year to instructors from the various chapters through a prize drawing, and we are so thankful to Oklahoma FFA and their continued support of the program. This year, we had over 1,000 students complete the program, which means 1,000 new beef advocates in Oklahoma.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org.
No cash cattle trade to report yet this week. Still looking for that trade, possibly tomorrow, more than likely Thursday or Friday. Box beef is higher at midday. Choice up $1.60, $300.36. Select up $3.16, $292.91. Choice select spread $7.45, 53 total loads. Oklahoma National Stockyards, 5,260 head. Feeder steers steady to 3 lower. Feeder heifers unevenly steady. A light test on steer and heifer calves, but a lower undertone was noted. Feeder cattle steers, medium to large ones, 4 to 5 weights, 283 to 315. 5 to 6 weights, 285 to 325. 6 to 7 weights, 267 to $3. 7 to 8 weights, 241 to 278. 8 to 9 weights, 223 to 252. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 212 to 232.25. Over 1,000 pounds, 204.50 to 213. Joplin Regional Stockyard, 6,263 head. Feeder steers from 6 lower to 5 higher. Feeder heifers steady to 8 lower. Supply was moderate with good demand. Feeder cattle steers, medium large ones, 3 to 4 weights, 340 to 365, 4 to 5 weights, 330 to 360, 5 to 6 weights, 296 to 345, 6 to 7 weights, 270 to 305, 7 to 8 weights, 245 to 261, 8 to 9 weights, 226 to 247, 9 to 1,000 pounds, 213.25 to 229, over 1,000 pounds at 209. Tulsa Livestock, 1,153 head yesterday. Steers were steady to 5 higher, except 6 weights were 10 lower. Heifers 11 to 13 lower, except 4 weights, and they were 5 higher. The slaughter cows, 2 higher. Slaughter bulls were steady. Feeder cattle steers, medium to large ones, 3 to 4 weights, 381 to 430. 4 to 5 weights, 325 to 357. 5 to 6 weights, 306 to 329.50. 6 to 7 weights, 252 to 302.50. 7 to 8 weights, 231 to 251. We'll check all the futures in just a moment.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
June live cattle up $1.52, $178.50. The August up $1.77, $176.20. October up $1.55, $179.42. May feeder cattle up $1.62, $243.02. August up $2.27, $255.15. September up $2.35, $256.22. Kansas City wheat July down 10 3/4, $6.64.5. December is down 9.5, $6.96.5. Chicago wheat July down 7.5, $6.41.25. September down 6 cents, $6.62.5. July corn is down 2 cents, $4.67. December is down 3/4 at $4.87 3/4. May soybeans up 0.5, $12.35 1/4. July down 4 1/4, $12.44.5. July cotton up 86 at $77.92. December up 95, $76.26. June crude up 20, $78.68. June natural gas up 1, 220 per million BTU.
That's a check of your ag markets. Now let's check the forecast from the News on 6 Weather Center. And we're looking for partly cloudy skies today. We'll see a high this afternoon around 82 degrees with mostly clear skies tonight and an overnight low of 61 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, a high of 83. Then partly cloudy, 77 degrees on Thursday. Mostly sunny, 74 Friday. Sunny, 78 on Saturday. That's your forecast. Stay with us when we come back. Ron Hayes has the latest beef industry news. Ron and more right after this on KGGF.